Republican leaders sent both measures to the so-called Kill Committee, prompting Denver Democrat Pat Stedman to tweet that he thought this was the most anti-gay session since the days of former 4th District Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. Then there was this exchange Tuesday between Republican House Speaker Frank McNulty and House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino over an unemployment insurance bill.
It's a good bipartisan bill. I'm glad we were able to come together and be able to do this. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do this during the regular session when we should have been able to do this.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Enough, really.
Stick to the bill.
McNulty and Ferrandino sparred repeatedly this week as the civil unions bill seemed destined for defeat. Some Democrats are also smarting after another procedural bill effectively died here Tuesday. It would have asked voters to strip a series of provisions from the Constitution that courts have deemed unconstitutional, including 1992's Amendment 2, a voter-approved measure that overturned anti-gay discrimination codes in Denver, Boulder, and Aspen. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler at the State Capitol.